is your man Blackson, and this is All About Grime. You're now listening to Ison Selector.
Sub 10, welcome.
Respect, man. Respect for
really
having
welcome. Can you introduce yourself?
Well, my name's Sub 10, the gaffer, Mr. Shelleton Square, from North London, Tottenham, the UK. That's me, man.
Why the gaffer?
Boy, you know, I just feel like the reason I call myself the gaffer, because I think I'm the one in it.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm the chosen one in grime. That's why I call myself the gaffer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard an interview that you regret that grime has no content anymore. It's massively basic bars, looking for reloads. As a fan of grime for years, I don't have the same feeling. Can you elaborate, please? And who are you talking about in particular?
You know what it is? It's at that time, yeah, when I said that, it's like, I thought like grime's not about, well, at that time, grime's not really about the bars. It weren't about the bars at that time. It was just about just getting a reload. I feel like people weren't emceeing properly. All they were doing was just jumping around shouting for the reload, and if they weren't getting it, their voice is getting higher and higher and higher, and it's just, they're not even making no sense, to the point yeah, they're getting so frustrated they're turning on the DJ because the DJ is not wheeling them up. And I just feel like with grime, yeah, I feel like it's good to be lyrical as well, even though it's a fast genre, even though it's 140 BPM. I feel like you can still be lyrical on it. You don't have to chat rubbish on it. You can actually make sense of it. It's like, obviously rap, you couldn't do that as a rapper. If you're rapping, you can't chat rubbish because we will spot you, because it's slower, innit? So I feel with grime, just because it's faster, I don't think you can get away with it. Like, I feel like they have to say something to grab the people's attention, you know what I mean? Yeah. Whether it's a cheeky punchline, a cheeky metaphor, or just something catchy, so everyone will be like, you know what, yeah, that's cold. Don't be just chatting rubbish here, so for a wheel up. I just feel like I don't really care about wheel ups, to be honest. I think it's played out at the moment. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Regarding people like, you know, they that has content, or you know, put some effort in their writing, you know.
Mm.
Is there anyone in particular that you really rate?
As an MC, obviously,
assist, you know?
I'm with Logan right now. I respect Logan, Reese West, RD, C Kane, Yizzy. Who else is there, man? I like Manga as well. Grime scene's so big, man. I need to think, man.
Let me help you on this.
Give me some names and I'll let you know.
Did you rate the last album of Kano?
Kano's last album. I felt like Kano's last album was too technical for everyone. I felt like like the bars were going over people's head, man. And I really think, yeah, that the only tune that people will appreciate off that album will be the tune with DEE and Getz. Everything else, yeah, for me, I would appreciate it because I'm a lyrical man. But I feel like I saw kind of the feedback on Twitter and certain people didn't really get it. But I get it because, like, I used to listen to Kano from young. He's always been technical like that anyway, but I feel like this time of age, yeah, people ain't trying to hear the technical stuff like that. They want to hear like more basic stuff. So I feel like, yeah, with that album, they would only feel the tune with Getz and DEE.
Okay.
I think that tune goes off the most.
I agree. Definitely, this one was solid. But I really appreciate actually the last album of Kano. But I understand your point.
Mm.
What about the last release of Kamikaze?
You know what? I don't even listen to
Memories.
I don't even listen to Kamikaze like that. I've heard him on a few radio sets. So from what I've heard, yeah, he's decent. He does his thing, innit? Like, I haven't heard any of his like tapes. I need to check him out.
Okay.
But as a radio MC, I've heard him a few sets and whatnot. Yeah.
Okay. Indeed, as a, let's say, more basic bar, go with the flow, as the ability also to adapt on any kind of tempo. Definitely Manga is one of the guys that you rate.
Yeah, Manga's cold, man. I have a song with him as well, my first EP called Now or Never. He's got skippy flows as well, and he actually says stuff, so
exactly.
That's why I rate his wordplay and his barring.
Do you know Melvillus?
Yeah.
The first time I heard you, I instantly think of you and him on a collab. The content, the flow, the attitude, a collab between you two, with comments on the production, would be amazing. What's your opinion?
Probably could be, because he's actually good as well. I've been in a few sets with him as well. He says stuff as well. He's good. He's very good still. So that would make sense. that actually would make sense. But you know what? It's just that that hasn't come to my mind. I don't know why. When we see each other, we show each other love and it's that the respect's there. But when it actually comes to linking up and doing tune, we actually haven't had that conversation. But I think after this interview, I might give him a shout and see what he's saying. Because, yeah, he's actually called us. The last tune I saw from him, he was paying homage to Tinchy Strider.
Exactly.
And I liked that tune still. He's very comfortable in his lane. So, yeah.
Okay.
Respect
he's really open actually to different kind of vibe,
yeah,
collaboration
as well.
And stuff,
yeah,
like this. The
I've
first
seen.
Time he came here, he directly said to me, no, I don't want any MC, you know, from my area, you know. I want to spice it up. This is why we had the collaboration with Black Sun. Big up Black Sun, by the way, who speaks
okay.
Italian, you know. This show was very good actually.
Okay.
So, and comments, do you heard about comments already? Comments the producer,
no,
the sound engineer and producer. Jesus Christ, this
man. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hook
it up, man. I'm trying to meet new people, man. Like, I don't always like to just work with the same people. I like to branch out, so yeah.
Okay,
Check him out.
Who would you like to collaborate with in 2020?
Boy, in 2020, Novelist.
Is an old friend of you?
Yeah, he's a friend of mine. But you know what? Me and Novelist actually, it's so funny. Novelist sent me a tune to do. But the day I done the tune, I done a Risky Roads freestyle and I lost my voice after the freestyle. So when I've gone to the studio to record it, the way I sounded on the tune was crazy. And I sent it to him. I know he was probably thinking, nah, man, Sub didn't even go in on this one. So it's kind of crazy. Like, we haven't even spoke about that tune. But it's like, We can do a tune anytime, me and Novelist. Like, it's just about timing. He's probably busy because obviously he just dropped a project, but we can definitely get it in. And besides Novelist, obviously Skepta, that would be a for the ends for North London Tottenham. I would like to get in one with him. Who else would I want to collaborate with? I need to think, man.
I've heard
there's,
that
there's so much people. Do you know what it is? You need to say names to me, then I will tell you. Because it's like, do you know what? There's so nowadays there's so much MCs in this thing. Like, I just can't keep up. I can't keep up with it.
I've heard that you don't really listen actually to grime. You like to listen to other genre music.
Yeah.
It's not really your cup of tea on a daily basis.
Yeah, it ain't really, man. Do you know what it is? Because it's like, when you're listening to, when someone sends me grime, it's more grime sets. They're not really sending me grime music, so I can't sit down and listen to a full whole set of people that are chatting rubbish. Like, it's just, unless the set is powerful and it's cold, I will listen in it. But if you're talking grime music, if you're gonna say listen to grime MCs, I listen to Skepta. I listen to Manga's tape. I think it's called
Outskirt of the,
yeah, that tape was cold.
Of the outskirt.
P Money's cold. I listen to P Money as well. He's very sick as well. P Money's hard. Who else? I would like to collaborate with P Money as well. He's cold. Who else would I like to collaborate with?
Todd Letty as a producer.
Yeah, I've seen his name pop up a lot. I would like to get a tune with him as well. Definitely
collaborate a lot actually with Coco. But
yeah, you know what's funny? Me and Coco was meant to do a tune. It's so funny. I bumped into him at a pop up shop in Levi's in West End. We spoke about it, but like I said, we have the conversation. But when it actually gets to us getting in the booth together, it's difficult because everyone's times is just crazy. Everyone's doing their own thing, so it's like we have the conversation, but then it never happens. But Coco is someone that we was meant to have a tune, and I would like to collaborate with him as well. I think he's cold as well.
I've heard a lot of references to boxing in your lyrics. Do you practice
boxing? I used to, but I watch boxing a lot. Yeah, I watch boxing a lot. My little brother got me into it. I used to watch it when I was young.
Wilder or Fury?
Wilder or Fury? I'm Fury, man. Behind Fury, man. Yeah, man. Fury should have won that last fight, man. He got cheated.
He won,
that,
actually,
man.
In the eyes
he
of the fans.
He basically won, innit? Yeah. But do you know what it is? In that last round, he should have covered up because I knew Wilder was going to knock him out. Should have covered up.
Should have
done. He would have won
sick,
in points.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'll try to do this. Where is Jammer? I swear down, I don't like Jammer. I heard him on the phone with, he was shook, he froze his stomach. Who's this And also, what's the last sentence? I didn't manage to translate it. Sorry for my English. He froze, he stammered, he's scared.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's this guy? Can you talk about this?
I don't really want to say his name. I don't want to throw him under the bus, but that situation did happen because it was basically the person he was talking to at the time is someone that's close to him, innit? And obviously I was with the person. So what's happened, yeah? He must have put out an Instagram message about talking about Boy Better Know, saying, "Our Boy Better Know are independent artists. We don't need to sign deals. Whoever signs deals is played out. Like, signing deals is not the norm." But someone that was around him was signed at the time. So it's like, they've seen the message and automatically made the phone call to him. They phoned another team member in their crew, got angry at them. Then he's phoned him, and when he phoned him, he broke down. He was scared, and I could hear the whole conversation. And it was on loudspeaker, so that's why I said what I said. Dude, that's why the jammer thing was so short, because I'm not gonna sit here and mug the guy, because like, it's not that. But what I said on the tune is the realness. That is what happens. That's why I said it. You know what I mean? And obviously, I've heard various negative things he's done in the grime scene, yeah. But I can't really speak on that because it ain't been done to me. But I don't like what I've heard. But I can't really say anything. So if I'm gonna come on a track and mention his name, if I have a problem with him, that's the only thing I can say about him, because that was the truth. That's what really happened. And yeah, that's why I said, where is Jammer? Like,
you're not the first one in this show to talk about Jammer or Wiley or even other vets. Do you think that they should retire, or what's exactly?
I don't think Wiley's never going to retire. Wiley's our Jay-Z. He's never going to retire. If Wiley stops doing music, he's still going to be involved in music somehow. Like, he started this thing, innit? So he's not gonna stop anyway. But I don't think Wiley can't retire, man. He's hilarious as well, man. He's actually a funny person, innit?
Did you enjoy the beginning of the year?
Yeah, it was funny, man. Do you know what? It was actually so funny, like what him and Stormzy did, man. But I really feel like he didn't really benefit that much out of it, because he should have dropped his tape, because he was trending and everything off of audio. Like, that's mad. So he should have dropped his tape then. He would have probably charted, but he didn't drop it, innit? Stormzy dropped it and he shot to number one.
Do you think he did it, let's say, on purpose? Do you think that it's like, you know, as the Godfather, you know, trying to revive this scene with all this sand and stuff like this to help actually other guys? Do you think that could be a possibility?
Yeah, probably. With Wiley, you never know what he's thinking, innit? Wiley's the kind of person, like, he can wake up one day and just turn on you, innit? Like, you never know, innit? But I just feel like with that, it was a strategy thing first, I think, or in my eyes. But then I think it just went left. Like, when it got to the whole personal mum situation, and I think then it became serious. But on a business one, that was a good move for both of them, because it helped both of them. Because it's the Godfather, the one that created the scene. Yeah. And now the face of grime, now Stormzy. So it just made sense for them to go at it anyway. But, you know what I mean? Wiley could have benefited off it more. Could have, but Stormzy did, innit?
It's weird that you didn't even mention the Dot Rotten, actually.
You know what? That my bad, because you know what? It's actually real. Dot Rotten actually set pace. Dot Rotten is the reason why this thing started.
Exactly.
But you know the thing with Dot Rotten, what he should have done? He should have done visuals. He was dropping too much audios. Because I was locked in. I was listening to what he was saying, but I wanted to see some visuals. You know what I mean? Because obviously he done the visuals for the J1 diss. So I felt like he should have done it for the Wiley one. But he was saying a lot of stuff. And he was too rapid with it, man. He was coming. The information he had on them was too much. So he should have been dropping videos. But he's from the old school era, innit? So he was just flinging up audios, innit? But yeah, man, he set this thing. So I rate him for that, because he kind of hyped up grime again. He hyped it up.
To be honest, he's the one who once again impressed me the most. And that was the case already back then with the clash with P-Money.
Yeah, that clash was sick.
It was very sick. And all these guys are really able actually to write very quick, good song master quickly, you know. They and yeah, for me, I even say that what he did was just amazing, actually.
I'm
happy for Stormzy and for the Grime. I think it's good for the Grime.
Stormzy's cold, man. Like, he's good at what he does, man. He was always going to win anyway. So it's like, I knew, even if it wasn't on a lyrical one, on a business one, he was going to win anyway. But yeah, Stormzy, he's doing his thing right now, man. He's proper just cleaning up everything. You know what I mean?
You've caught up with Reese West. How did you meet him? And do you think he should get also more attention from the scene? Because we just discussed actually about these big names.
Yeah.
But there's this whole new generation, not new generation, but all the this guy that deserve actually way much more attention.
Yeah. You know Reese West, I met him at a radio station called Don City. Like, I got invited to go there by a DJ called DJ Jeddah. He was there with a few MCs, Ten Dixon, couple MCs, and I've gone there with my lot, and we're both MCing in it. But remember, he doesn't know me. I'm a fresh face in it. I think he's probably a regular there in it. So when I've come or MCing, I think someone filmed it as well. I don't know if someone filmed it, but I could see the reactions of his reaction when I was MCing. I could see his face, like he was rating what I was saying. So after the set, we just started speaking. And then, yeah, we just became close, man. Like, over the time, me and him will go radio together. I'll meet him on radio sets. I'll meet Logan as well. Like, those are always the usual faces I'll meet on sets. Reese West, Logan, Ten Dixon, sometimes Yizzy, C. Kane. Like, those are the faces I kept seeing on sets. So it's like, that's how I became friends with them, innit? And obviously, me and Reese West, we became close. And then, yeah, man, one day, I was on Instagram. A producer called Musical D, he used to be signed to Dizzy Rascal back in the days, he's hollered me like, I've got an instrumental for you. I'm like, alright, cool, man. He sent me the instrumental. And with me, like, I get so much instrumental, sometimes I switch off. So for me to even, I was happy I caught the instrumental at the time, caught me at the right time, got the instrumental, I heard it, I was like, rah, this is mad. So freestyle to it as a joke on the internet, on Instagram, everyone was going mad. Reese West said, yo, this is me and you, this is our time to do this. Because me and Reese West were meant to do a tune long time ago, but we just never had the right beat to do the tune. He was on to me for this tune, and these times I was working on Substance at the time, so I wasn't really in recording mode. But then after a month, I said, yeah, let's do it. And then we went to the studio and we just went back to back, and the rest was history.
Mad. What's your plan for 2020?
More music. I'll drop a few more singles, more videos, then work on another project.
Another EP.
Yeah, I might do a project with Double S as well, called Shelleton Square. So yeah, we're gonna, yeah, defo active this year. I've started off the year already two songs. I got another song dropping on Monday, and then yeah, it's more bangers. Yeah, I'm going in this year.
How to get in touch with you?
Everyone follow me on Instagram, sub1017, SUBTEN17, Twitter official sub10. You can add me a snap if you want, sub10gb, but yeah, okay. I'm there, man. And YouTube, sub10tv, www.youtube.com/sub10tv. Subscribe. Stop being shy, man. Subscribe, man. Don't watch, subscribe. It's not hard. Just press the subscribe button. The link's in my bio, but yeah, that's it.
Yo, it's Melville. It's best believe when I tell you this. You are now locked into the All About Grime show on Radio Panic.